Kingdom Exhortations, January 2026, read by John Morton.
Good morning and Happy New Year. With the coming of a new year comes a new opportunity to go deeper in our walk and relationship with Jesus Christ our Lord. Quote, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17, verses 1 through 3. The greatest privilege we have as men and women is to first receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and then spend the rest of our lives growing to know him, growing to love him, growing to know his love for us, and growing to obey him and please him in every aspect of our lives. Quote, therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10, verses 7 through 10. It is essential that we understand that salvation and forgiveness of sin are a gift. It is not something we can earn or work for. We must simply believe that we are hopeless sinners in need of a Savior and receive it by faith with no strings attached. Salvation comes only by the grace, unmerited favor of our Heavenly Father in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Quote, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 9. Quote, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1, verse 12. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior for the forgiveness of your sins, the salvation of your soul, deliverance from eternal hell, and to bring you to heaven when you die? Are you currently trusting and relying on Jesus alone, literally clinging to Jesus and only Jesus for eternal life? Regrettably, many people, even those who would call themselves Christians, are not trusting solely in Jesus for salvation and therefore are not truly saved. Sadly, they are believing in their own righteous life and good works for salvation and entrance to heaven, which can never succeed. Quote, now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. Romans 4, verses 4 through 8. Quote, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. John 14, verses 8 through 10. Jesus said, quote, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. This is the most audacious statement ever uttered if the speaker is not Almighty God himself. This statement is utter blasphemy and incomprehensibly arrogant and false if uttered by anyone other than Jesus. However, Jesus is God Almighty and is, in himself, the embodiment, essence, vision, and reflection of who our Heavenly Father is and what he does. Quote, Jesus gave them this answer, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. John 5, verses 19 through 20. Quote, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. John 14, verses 6 and 7. It is pivotal that we understand that Jesus Christ, God the Son, is the only means available to know and understand anything about God. Without Jesus, no one can approach God, know God, love God, or even worship and pray to God. No person, nor can any religion, go around Jesus Christ and appeal to God the Father without his mediation and intervention. Quote, For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6. For those who are in Jesus, the door is open to ever-deepening relationship with him and God the Father. Quote, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. John 10, verses 14 to 16. Quote, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. John 15, verses 5 through 8. Having a growing relationship with Jesus Christ is the most rewarding and fulfilling aspect life has to offer. It will take time, effort, and serious intentionality if we are going to experience results. Are you willing to make Jesus the biggest priority in your life? Are you willing to make the lifestyle adjustments required to accomplish this? Quote, As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. John 15, 9 to 11. Let us go now and determine to make 2026 the most Christ-centered, Christ-filled year of our lives. If you believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty and that he entered this world and lived for you, died and rose again for you, and if you are trusting and relying on Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins, the salvation of your soul, deliverance from eternal hell, and to bring you to heaven when you die, then you are indeed a Christian. If at any point you believe differently and are resisting the call of Jesus on your life, then simply humble yourself before him now and call out to him in prayer. Acknowledge yourself a hopeless sinner and sincerely ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be the Lord of your life, to save you from your sin and to bring you to heaven when you die, and you will be saved and become a Christian. Quote, that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10, verses 9 through 13. Becoming a Christian is only the beginning of our life and walk with Jesus. We now have the privilege and responsibility to grow in living for Jesus, loving for Jesus, giving for Jesus, and forgiving for Jesus. As we grow to love and obey Jesus more, we will also grow to experience deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father as His sons and daughters. Quote, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. John 14, verses 21 and 23. As we earnestly labor to pursue Jesus more, moment by moment, day by day, we will slowly begin to trust him more with every aspect of our lives. Greater trust in Jesus will produce a growing desire for him, as well as deeper intimacy with him, leading us to look forward to the incredible day that we step into heaven and are with him for all eternity. Quote, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. John 14, verses 1 through 4. May God bless you all. Have a blessed, Christ-filled, and Christ-centered new year.
Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.